Good morning here on the mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this Monday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. It is time for Ask the Expert here in the 8 o'clock hour on this Monday. And joining us here is Charles Skank with Skank Insurance. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Matt. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good.
I did.
Good. All right. Well, what's our verse of the day today?
It is Romans chapter 12, verse 21, says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Romans chapter 12, verse 21.
All right. Well, we've talked a lot about health insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that. But what about, you know, vision or dental insurance? Is that separate? Is it different? What does that look like?
So, if you've been working, somebody's been working maybe at a factory or job or others, whatever type of job that they have, a lot of times a dental plan will be provided for them. And when a retiree comes to retirement, they want to sort of replace the benefits that they had with their job and carry them on into retirement. But of course, they don't have an HR person in retirement typically to handle that. So that's where we come in. And if you've been used to having a dental plan, then a lot of times people want a dental plan in retirement as well. Now, dental plans have a reputation, okay, of some people really like depend on them. Other people say, you know what, I can pay cash out of pocket. And we help people look at what it's going to cost, and what their needs are for dental coverage, and then help them determine if they need one or not. And so, I might not be making a lot of sense right now, but when you have one through your employer, you're probably paying a small amount of your paycheck for that dental plan, maybe 10 or 12 bucks a month, maybe, or even less. But then as you, if you were to pay for that plan by yourself, that plan can run anywhere from $40 to $50 a month. If you were paying the whole cost on your own. And while you're paying 8 or 12 bucks a month, you say, oh yeah, I want a dental plan. It doesn't cost me very much, and it helps me pay for my cleanings and stuff like that. But if you're carrying the whole cost of that, you might say, well, I'm not really sure if I need a dental plan or not. Now, you can get dental plans that have very thin coverage, where they just pay for a cleaning and maybe a filling or two. You also get dental plans that have significantly more coverage that will pay for implants, that will pay for crowns, bridges, dentures, things like that. And so we help people evaluate what their needs are and help them choose a dental plan going forward from there.
So, and I mean, this is just kind of my inexperience with insurance when it comes to, like, this side of things. When, you know, health insurance you want to have, because you never know when an emergency is going to happen.
Right.
You know, the cleanings and stuff, maybe you can afford to pay that out of pocket. But say you find out that you're going to need a root canal. How long do you have to have? Can you come in and like, all right, now I need dental insurance to cover this? What you know, that's
a good question.
So,
yeah.
You know, how long do you have to have it kind of a thing before it takes care of something major like that?
So if you are coming from retirement to a dental plan and you go directly from your workplace dental plan to a retiree dental plan, there's no waiting period. That waiting period is waived. And so you don't have to worry about, oh, is this going to be covered? Have I been on my coverage long enough? But if you have not had coverage in the past on the traditional dental plans, there's going to be a waiting period, usually of at least 6 months and usually a year before you have any benefits. And so that does come into play. There are some what I call non-traditional dental plans that have day one coverage. So we can get a plan that starts the next month. So September 1st or October 1st, and you have full coverage, and it would cover that root canal or whatever. So that's another thing we look at. If you're just looking at sort of replacing the coverage you had from work, a lot of times we'll just go with the traditional dental plan. But if you're needing something treatment right away, we have ones that have increased or a decreased waiting period where you can get coverage fairly quickly. And another thing to ask about is the level of coverage. The lowest that I know of is like $1,000 annual maximum coverage. And the highest I'm aware of is $5,000 annual maximum benefit. And the cost can range anywhere from $80 for the most expensive down to $33 for the least expensive. And so it's just a good idea to weigh that out and look at what your budget is, look at what your expected usage is, and what you're comfortable with.
So we talk, you know, a lot about retirement age older than that, which is sometimes those people might have dentures. Is there different coverage? I assume you want to insure your dentures if something were to happen to them. Is that through dental insurance, or is it something a little different? How does that look with coverage for dentures?
Believe it or not, I've heard of dentures being on a homeowner's policy. Okay, I've not heard of them. They're not really insured like with dental coverage as far as damage to your dentures. Most of the time when people have dentures, they say, I don't need a dental plan. You know, that they're sort of taken care of. And I would agree with that. But the plans that I'm aware of have coverage for dentures. But I don't know if there's a great need for a plan after you have them.
Yeah, I just was curious to see if there was, you know, if something happened to them. You lost them or damaged.
Yeah.
I assume they're not cheap to replace.
So. No, they're not cheap. But I've heard of them being listed on your homeowners. So might check that out.
There you go. All right. What else do we kind of need to know about dental insurance?
Another thing to be aware of are the networks. And you can have the best coverage in the world, but if no dentist around will take it, there's very little benefit there. So when you're evaluating a dental plan, it's a good thing to ask your dentist, what coverage do you prefer? What company do you prefer? And the standard around here is Delta Dental. That's the most widely accepted plan there is. But it's a good idea as well to ask your dentist, what level of plan do you think I need? Because, like I said, there's anywhere from $33 a month up to $80-some dollars a month. And he can look at your health record, your usage, and tell you where you need to be at based on what would be most beneficial for you for your pocketbook. So network, what your dentist will accept. And, you know, you're walking a fine line of being overinsured or underinsured, and you don't want to be either one of those.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. We got a minute. We can take a break. When we come back, let's talk vision insurance as well.
All right.
We'll be right back.
That'd
here.
Be great.
Right back here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan. It is the 8 o'clock hour. We're in Ask the Expert here with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. So we talked about dental insurance in the first half here. Now we're going to talk about something that's maybe a little bit more important, vision insurance, because as you get older, your eyesight gets worse. You may have never needed glasses and all of a sudden need glasses. Maybe you need them to read. So vision insurance is very important for those.
That's true, it is. We need to take care of our vision. And the important thing to know, when you're on Medicare, a vision exam is covered by Original Medicare. So some people say, I need a vision plan because I'm getting ready to go to the eye doctor and have my eyes checked. Well, your vision exam is covered. You need to know that. Whether you're on Medicare or if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, every plan that I've seen, the exam is covered. So you need to know that. You're not buying a vision plan for the exam. What Medicare does not cover are the glasses or contacts or the materials, in other words. And so the same story is true with the vision plan as with the dental plan. if your employer's been paying for a vision plan and it's only costs you $5 or $6 a month, you say, yeah, it's not very expensive for me to have it, and I'll just go ahead and have it, keep it. But paying for it on your own, you're going to pay a little more. It's closer to $13 to $21 a month for a vision plan. And the only benefit that you're really going to reap from that are paying for glasses. Now, I know glasses can have significant cost. And it depends what glasses you get. If you just get the basic and you wear them for 3 or 4 years, compared to getting the more expensive frames, getting the transition lenses, getting all the bells and whistles, and you replace them every year or two, there's a big difference there in how much you're spending. And that's one thing to evaluate when you're considering a vision plan, is what is your usage? What are you expecting? And so it's a good idea to weigh those two things out. Are you getting your glasses replaced frequently, and do you pay for more expensive frames and features? Or do you tend to wear them for several years and get the cheaper model? Once again, we don't want you to be overinsured or underinsured. A lot of people we deal with, they say, I'm just going to pay cash for my frames and go on. But it's not that simple. If you want to look at your usage, look at the benefit, and then go forward from there. It's also a good idea to look at the networks as well. Just like with dentistry, you need to make sure that you're where you're buying your frames and materials is in network as well.
Yeah, just from experience, contacts and glasses both can get pretty expensive. So you want to make sure that you can have a little maybe help when it comes to paying for that stuff.
That's right.
What about like eye surgery, LASIK, or you know, anything else that surgery wise that, you know, is that kind of included in some of that coverage? Or
so LASIK is considered like an optional, okay, or a elective. It's not a required. It's from what I've seen, it's not covered by Medicare, so it's an elective thing. But eye surgery, cataracts, that's covered by Medicare. Other things like that I've seen is covered by insurance.
Anything else we need to know about vision insurance, or are there other? So you know, obviously the three big ones that stick out to me are health insurance, vision insurance, dental insurance. Are there any other types of insurance that people may need to know about outside of, in life, obviously,
sure,
outside of that?
Sure. Well, we've looked at prescription drugs as well. Don't want to go into that today. But I would just tell our listeners, if you are weighing retirement and you feel a little overwhelmed thinking about your prescriptions, dental plan, vision plan, health plan, retirement plan, income planning, all of these things, this is what we deal with on a regular basis. This is our full-time job. And I just want to encourage you to get a retirement analysis. We can do a preparation, a retirement preparedness evaluation to look at where you're at and look at what you can expect and what you can expect to pay in retirement for your coverages. And you might be more better prepared for retirement than you're aware of. I find a lot of people that if you're worried about it, you tend to be a little more prepared than the person that's really not worried about it, right? And so you might be pleasantly surprised. And I would encourage you to call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can sit down and look at from A to Z your preparedness for retirement and help you better adjust your and better set your priorities and help you get prepared for the next stage of life.
And that early enrollment or Medicare enrollment coming up in October, right?
Yes. So this is for people that are already on Medicare.
Okay.
From October the 15th through December 7th is annual election time. And so they have a choice there of different benefits that they can switch around. They can evaluate their coverages, and that's what we help our clients do. As we're approaching that, I would encourage you to get on our calendar. We can look at your prescription drug plan. We can look at your Medicare Advantage plan. We can evaluate those things and help them be more efficient. And maybe the one that was best last year might not be the best plan this year. So it's a good idea to look at those and review those.
All right. You got two locations, one in Coffeyville, one in Independence.
That's right. We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800. We have a newsletter. If you'd like to receive that, text your name and email address to 620-331-8800. We're also here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. The phone number here is 620-236-6930. So, also, Matt, we have a really big announcement coming up on the Friday show. So, I want everybody to tune in for that.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. And, of course, you got the Veterans event coming up in September as well.
That's right, September 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Enjoyed having those guys in here. They were great. That. Yeah. That's sounds like a really good event, and it's grown every year. It sounds like this is they've gone from 1 day to 2 days, and now they're in 3 days.
That's right.
All right. Well, appreciate you stopping in. Look forward to that big announcement on Friday. You can catch Skank Insurance on Ask the Expert Mondays and Fridays at 8:10. So tune back in on Friday, but. You have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you on Friday, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, Ask the Expert, with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance.